we have the mentality of thinking the pasture's always greener on the other side. But really, the pasture's always greener where you water it. How many of you know that? If you water it, then it's greener. God is saying, work it out.
This is Straight Talk.
My name is Mark Chobe. This program is Straight Talk. Welcome to our broadcast. You know, once in a while I get emails from listeners that indicate how their life has been touched by listening to this broadcast. And I'm so grateful that you let us know. It's really encouraging for me to hear from you directly. And I realize that many people are going through challenges. And especially today, as I was thinking about this broadcast, for some reason had on my heart those of you that are married women that are struggling with your marriage, and especially struggling with husbands that aren't as committed to follow Jesus Christ as you are. And I have had many counseling sessions. My wife Dee and I have prayed for many people over the years that have been in some difficult times. And I want to encourage you, if you are married right now to a man that is not following Christ and is not stepping up to the plate and seems to be giving you a tough time and doesn't share a common value with you, the best words of encouragement I could give you right now is persevere. God is in control. It may not look like He is on the verge of changing now, but I have seen over and over so many marriages turn around because one of the spouses stays faithful to God, perseveres, does not get discouraged, allows the blessing of God's presence to splash over to the next person. So keep yourself healthy, body, soul, and spirit. Remember that your marriage, whether you're married to a non-believer or not, your marriage is still sacred before the eyes of God. And the fact that you're married to that husband of yours, Scripture says that your marriage, because of your faith, he is sanctified. That doesn't mean he's saved, but it means God has a special... God has set him apart in a special way because he's married to you. And your children, they're also set apart in a special way because of your faith. So I want to encourage you to persevere, encourage you to be filled with the Spirit because your challenge is great. Encourage you to seek a double portion of God's grace for this season of your life while you need to minister to your family and children as a Christian married woman. I want to challenge you to seek that grace from God and not to give up. Persevere. May God bless you. Let's get ready to hear the word.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. We continue on today with Pastor Mark's series called Straight Talk on Singleness, Sex, and Marriage. And today, we look at the issue of divorce. What to do with an unbelieving husband or wife, or how a person is sanctified through their believing spouse. You will discover that contentment is at the core of these answers. Our text will be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 24. Here's Pastor Mark with today's Straight Talk called Being Content, No Matter Who You Married.
I'd like for you to take your Bibles and to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Those of you that have been here over the last couple of weeks know that the letter of 1 Corinthians was written to a group of people that lived in a town called Corinth that was like the Las Vegas party town of those days. So here was a group of believers sandwiched in the middle of a very secular party-like environment, and they were trying to figure out, how do we live like Christians in this wild atmosphere? And so they had questions about their sexuality and questions about marriage, and they dealt with issues of lawsuits and singleness and all kinds of things they were dealing like. And it sounds a lot like us, a lot like the society that we live in. How do we live as Christians in a society that's not very Christian? Well, last week we saw that the Apostle Paul dealt with the issue of sexuality and marriage. And he tackled that head on, talked to them about really what it means to be married and intimacy and married and what marriage and what are some of the laws that should guide intimacy and marriage. And he continues on with this topic, talking to us really about marriage, about singleness, and about this idea that a lot of us have that if we change the outside, it'll deal with all of our problems. Let me say this. A lot of us have the idea that change is like a magic wand. If we just change our hairstyle, maybe we'll feel better. If we change our shoes, life will be different. People are here and they have a lot of problems in Chicago and they say, you know what? If I move to San Diego, life will be different for me. Can I just give you a wake-up call? Listen, if you have problems in Chicago and you move to San Diego, you'll just be tanned with problems. Because you'll carry your problems with you. You don't escape your problems. Most of your problems are not your environment. Most of your problems, you carry them inside of you. And wherever you go, you're going to carry your problems. People say, well, you know, if I just change houses, I will be happy. It'll change my environment. So they change apartments. They change houses. And some people are single and they say, wherever just were married, I would be real happy. And so they get married and they're still unhappy. Some people are married and they say, if I were just single again, I'd be very happy. And so you have people that are always looking to change, thinking that change is like a magic wand that'll change all of their circumstances and solve their problems. Well, the Apostle Paul is tackling this kind of mentality, and he's saying to them, listen, change is overrated. What needs to change is your heart, not your circumstances. And so I want to begin by reading in verse 10 of chapter 7. He says, to the married I give this command, not I, but the Lord. A wife must not separate from her husband, but if she does, she must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. And a husband must not divorce his wife. First of all, the Apostle Paul gives some key words for every situation. And the first circumstance he addresses is married believers. So he talks to married believers, first of all, and he's addressing people that are Christians. If you're a believer and your wife's a believer, this is for you. And when he tells people that are believers, his main phrase for people that are believers is this: work on it. He says to these married couples, I give this command. Now, the word command here is a military term. He doesn't say, I'm giving you a suggestion, or here's my educated opinion, or here's a little thought that I had. No, the language that he uses is a lot stronger. It's a military command, authoritative exhortation that he gives to people that share the same faith, to people that are believers and are married but are going through a tough time. He says to them, a wife, and he says, not I, but the Lord. What he's saying, this is a command that comes from Jesus. This is a command that comes from God. And you need to really listen to this because it's inspired, it's God-driven, it's God-empowered. He says, a wife must not separate from her husband. But if she does, she must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband, and a husband must not divorce his wife. What the Apostle Paul is saying is if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you and they have the Holy Spirit inside of them and you are both believers, and you both love God, and you both can forgive, and you both can start over, and you both have the Word of God, then there is really no reason that you should be getting a divorce or getting separated, because you have all the tools necessary to work through your marital issues. Now, he says, but if someone does divorce as a believer, or if someone does separate as a believer, He says, what they need to do is, he says, you must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. He says, I'm going to give you two options. If you decide to divorce, here's the options that I've given you. Number one, if you decide to get a divorce, to separate it, and you're both believers, then remain unmarried. Because what happens is all of us look for the easy way out, don't we? If it's hard, if we're struggling, if marriage is tough, we start looking outside. And the Apostle Paul is telling them, hey, if you're both believers and you're going through a tough time, instead of looking outside, here's what I want you to know. If you get a divorce, then the option is A, you need to understand that if you get a divorce, you need to stay unmarried as a divorced person, or you need to be reconciled to your husband again. Option one is stay unmarried. Option two is get back together with your spouse. You say, whoa, Pastor, that's like heavy duty. I mean, that doesn't give a lot of, that's pretty narrow, isn't it? Yeah. You know why it's so narrow? It's so narrow because a lot of us think that changing our spouse, changing partners, is the solution to our life. And what the Apostle Paul is saying, no, work on it. Don't change partners. Determine in your mind, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to not start looking outside, a lot of us think if I just had a different marriage partner, life would be a lot easier. I mean, if I just had someone that said yes more, I wish I could exchange him for a younger model. You know, I wish I could program just yes, honey, and less critical. And so you start thinking, if I just had a different spouse, things would be a lot different. And the Apostle Paul is saying, get rid of that mentality and that thinking. I am drawing a line around your marriage and saying, you are in this marriage, now work it out. If you decide to get out of this marriage, just eliminate the possibility of remarriage, or decide that I'm going to reconcile again to this partner, because God believes that the contract in marriage is so strong, is so powerful, that there should not be a lot of options out there. Now, it tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 32, Jesus is speaking, and he says, but I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the cause of immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. And I say to you, these are the words of Jesus, whoever divorces his wife, except for immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery. What the Apostle Paul is saying is that if you decide, hey, I don't like the way I've fallen out of love with my wife. I just, you know, fallen out of love. I just don't love her anymore. I don't have the feelings anymore. I don't like the way she cooks her toast. And I don't like the way she makes the bed. And I don't like the way she combs her hair. And you know what? I just don't want to be married to this woman anymore. Then the Apostle Paul says, if you go out and she's a believer and you're a believer and you divorce her, in essence, what you're doing, if you pursue another relationship, you are getting into an adulterous relationship, and you're causing her to get into adulterous relationship, because God is saying, work it out.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, Being Content No Matter Who You Married. It's from our series called Straight Talk on Singleness, Sex, and Marriage. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 24. Our message today is called Being Content No Matter Who You Married.
The Apostle Paul doesn't do this, but Jesus does. He does include the exception, one exception, and that is the exception of immorality. If you're both believers and one of the spouses decides that he wants to have a mistress, the husband says, I'm going to have an affair on the side, and I'm going to have this woman on the side, then Jesus said, if the husband is having an affair with another woman, he has broken the marriage contract, and there is a clause where that wife can divorce her husband legitimately before the eyes of God, because he is with another woman, committing immorality, violating the marriage covenant, and therefore only under those circumstances is she allowed or he allowed to divorce that individual. Now, he goes on to say in verse 12 and 16, now he changes his focus and he begins to talk to believers that are married to unbelievers. So the word for believers is this. If you are married to someone else that has the Holy Spirit of God inside of them, then the word that God gives you today is don't start looking outside. Don't start looking at the other pasture. Someone recently said, the pasture, we have the mentality of thinking the pasture's always greener on the other side. But really, the pasture's always greener where you water it. How many of you know that? If you water it, then it's greener. And then the Apostle Paul changes his focus, and now he talks to people that are married to individuals that don't share the same faith. We call this mixed marriages. It may be a wife that has a strong faith in Jesus Christ, and she's married to a husband that has no faith at all, or he may be an atheist, or he may be anti his wife's decision to follow Jesus Christ, or it may be a husband that loves God and wants to follow God and his wife doesn't. Now, Paul addresses that issue. And notice what he says in verse 12. To the rest I say, I, not the Lord. Now, I want you to notice that although Paul says the Lord has no direct command on this, Jesus had not spoken about this, or it's not addressed in the Old Testament. Nonetheless, Paul was still inspired by the Holy Spirit. So these words are just as authentic and authoritative as the words of Jesus. He said, if any brother has a wife who is not a believer, and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. There was this mentality among the Corinthians that I think they believed that, a lot of the Jewish people believe this, by the way, they believe that if something was unclean, that whatever was unclean would defile you unless you got away from it. For example, in the Jewish heritage, when someone was sick or had an open wound, if you would go by someone that had an open wound and you would touch that individual, that would make you unclean. And you were forbidden to enter the temple for 7 days because you were considered unclean because you had touched something that was unclean. Well, in marriage, it seemed to be that some of these believers thought that because they were married to an unbeliever, that that made them unclean. And that made them defiled. And so the Apostle Paul says, so it seemed to be that these people were getting saved, giving life over to Christ. And they were saying, my husband or my wife is not a believer. So therefore, because they're not a believer, I'm going to divorce them. And Paul says, time out. That's not what I'm telling you. Look at what it says. He says, if a brother has a wife who's not a believer and she's willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. In other words, it doesn't matter if she believes in God or doesn't believe in God. If you're married, you need to work on staying together. Verse 14, for the unbelieving husband, verse 13, and if the woman has a husband who's not a believer and he is willing to live with her, she should not divorce him. The bottom line is, he may not love God, he may not come to church with you, he may have very little belief at all, but the Bible says, stay with them. Work it out. Cultivate your marriage. And I love what it says here. Listen, I love verse 14. For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife. And the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean. But as it is, they are holy. You know what he's saying here? I love this. He's saying your unbelieving spouse doesn't make you unclean. In fact, the opposite is true. The power of God and the Spirit of God is so strong inside of you that instead of your unbelieving spouse making you unclean, you sanctify your unbelieving spouse. The power of holiness is more greater than the power of unholiness. Do you understand that? This is what he's saying. Well, you say, Pastor, what does it mean to be sanctified? To be sanctified means The word sanctified means to be set apart unto God. I call this the splash effect. I was at the pool this past week with my children, and my son, my 11-year-old son, wanted to do a splash. And so he got on he ran from the side of the pool, and he jumped up in the air, put his legs together. We call that what? The cannonball. He fell in the water, of course, near his 6-year-old son, so he could, his brother, and splashed him. And when he fell in the water went up and splashed everybody that was around. Now, in the spiritual realm, every single one of us, we also have a splash effect. Your spiritual life splashes on your marriage. Your spiritual life splashes on your children, splashes on your neighborhood, splashes on your community, splashes on your relatives. Sometimes that splash is good. Sometimes that splash is bad. Here's what the Apostle Paul is telling those of you that are married to someone that doesn't share your faith. You may be here today alone because your spouse won't come with you to church. Or you may be married to someone that says, that just thinks you're a kind of a Jesus freak. You know, your church, God, Bible stuff, that's all, you know, that's your deal. I have nothing to do with that. And you may be married to someone that says, you know, that just, you know, you could do that, but just don't drag me into it. Don't invite me to church. Don't give me CDs of your pastor. I don't want to hear them. Don't put praise music on in the car. That's your stuff. Keep it away from me. That's yours, woman. Just don't give me that stuff. I'm listening to my B96. Don't put any of that praise stuff that's on. I want to do my thing. And you say, well, how can I live in this kind of marriage? And what the Apostle Paul says is the fact that you're a believer, and whether your husband knows it or not, the Bible says that the fact that you have faith, you actually sanctify him. Now, the word sanctify means to set apart unto God. That means that the fact that you are a believer, it means that you splash over onto his life and he is set apart unto God. It doesn't mean it saves him. It doesn't mean he's born again, but it means that God says, aha, because the Bible says that when you marry someone, the two become what? The two become one. And because you're sanctified and have God in your life, you're splashing over to him, whether he has a belief or not in his life. And what happens is God sets him apart unto himself, and God has a special work, a special word, a special protection, a special blessing on his life by the mere fact that he's married to you. I love that. This is how it works. Hear me well. He could be saying, I want nothing to do with that God, but yet God is still splashing on his life because he's sanctified. Now, I want you to understand what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that he's saved. How many of you know that the only way that we come into right relationship with God is a personal relationship with God? You know, it's not because he's rubbing shoulders with you that suddenly he gets salvation. It doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen through osmosis. God doesn't have any grandchildren. He doesn't even have any great-grandchildren. He only has children. You can't grab onto the skirts of your mother and say, she was a godly woman. I hope I'm going to sneak behind her skirts and that God's going to accept me. No, you have to have your own relationship. The same with your husband. He is sanctified, not saved, because he's in a relationship with you. And here's what the Bible says, or your wife. And the Bible says, otherwise your children would be unclean. But as it is, they are holy. Some of you are worried about your children because you have a spouse that doesn't believe. And the Bible says that because you are sanctified, what happens is that you also make your children holy or sanctified or set apart unto God because your faith splashes over on them. And you become an umbrella of protection over your children because you believe.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe in Chicago at our main campus, New Life Midway, with his message entitled, Being Content No Matter Who You Married. This is from his current series called Straight Talk on Singleness, Sex, and Marriage. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.